My guest at this time is Dr. Harvey Kushner, one of the world's most respected terrorism experts. In the wake of the failed terrorist attack on the Draw the Prophet Muhammad contest in Garland, Texas, ISIS has stated that they have 15 other terror cells ready to go in this country. In fact, in a statement released shortly after, ISIS took responsibility for the attack in Texas as well. They stated, quote, out of the 71 trained soldiers, 23 have signed up for missions like Sunday. We are increasing in number. Of the 15 states in which they have operatives, five we will name: Virginia, Maryland, Illinois, California, and Michigan. And Dr. Kushner, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
We've obviously seen the barbarism that ISIS is capable of. We also know that it's a lot easier to say things than for them to actually be true. So does this threat deserve to be taken credibly?
Well, you know, yes and no. We know that we're plagued with these freelancers, these lone wolves, these self-radicalized individuals who, use the internet and other types of modern communication, social media, to communicate with each other and would step up to the plate in the name of ISIS or even Al-Qaeda or any other jihadi group. That's the reality of, 2015 and the future to come. Are these trained individuals who visited with ISIS, who were on their sort of short list of people to do damage here? That we don't know. They're dead, so we can't interview them. Apparently, news reports said that the FBI had one or two or both of them on their watch list, so to speak, but weren't necessarily, on their short list of those to about to commit an act. So and as well as ISIS has made it known using media to pile on. This was an event that fits into what their MO. So they, naturally going to take advantage of it. The good news is it might show a sign of weakness that they had to wait for these two freelancers to act. And then they would say that this is something that they have in the pipeline set up, for publicity. But the facts are not in yet exactly on these individuals and the extent to which their ties are to an ISIS group in the Middle East.
If in fact, and there obviously are, radicalized cells, radicalized folks around the country, how easily can they essentially switch loyalties from an Al-Qaeda to an ISIS or to some other terrorist group? Is it that complicated, or do they just latch on to the one that's making the most noise and creating the most mayhem at the moment?
Well, it could be that, but, again, that's what we're faced with. We're not faced with this structure of Al-Qaeda that we had, 15 years ago or so. We pretty much dismantled that, but their intention, Al-Qaeda or ISIS, or ISIL, as it's called, means to radicalize individuals by their incendiary rhetoric and by their extreme view of Islam, and have these people strike out against the Western targets, in general, and specifically the United States. What would be chilling about this if, in fact, that this was a direct communication from an ISIS group in the Middle East? As of this point in time, there's not necessarily an indication that that was the case. These might have been two individuals who were incensed by what was going on in Garland, Texas, and decided to act. It could be as simple as that. But even if it's as simple as that, it still poses a problem for law enforcement. It still poses a problem for intelligence agencies and to us here in the United States.
How well have we adjusted to the changing threat? Since there isn't that structure anymore, and you have a lot of these lone wolves or very small groups of people, how well have we adjusted to trying to root them out and take them down?
That's difficult. We haven't really adjusted because we don't really have a game plan. When you have a structured group, you could try to infiltrate that group. You could try to close it down. But when you have something that goes out in social media or on the internet or just by word of mouth, how do you get into the mindset of 300 million people who, any one of us is a potential adherent to these jihadi groups? That's a difficult thing, and that's what law enforcement, intelligence agencies are plagued with. How do you infiltrate the mindset of this one radicalizer, two or three individuals who are plotting something from the comforts of their living room couch, so to speak?
What do you encourage them to do?
Education. and networking. You know, we are a country of separate law enforcement agencies, 50,000 plus. And you know, we need to get real-time information to the law enforcement agencies through training, through, I may use the P word, profiling, and being just up on what the threat is. And make no mistake about it, the threat is caricatured as ISIS, but it comes from individuals who people would just mistake as being just, you know, some neighbor who has some, you know, point of views about the United States and what we stand for.
Dr. Kushner, obviously we don't hear about it a lot. The American people are busy going about their lives as they should. But when it comes to the Department of Homeland Security, the federal government in general, is this still the priority that we've assumed it has been for the past 15 years? Or as time goes by since 9/11, is it slipping a little bit?
Well, no. You know, it ebbs and flows as everything else does, according to interest, according to, you know, the economy, so forth and so on, and according to the leadership in Washington. And there are many people out there, myself included, who feel that the current administration has not been very strong in its message, certainly in what it said, both here in the United States and to our allies across the world. And we all know, as we speak, Greg, that the Middle East is a total mess. And it seems to be slipping into even a worse state of affairs. And quite frankly, we're being infiltrated on a daily basis. If it's not by individuals, it's certainly by incendiary rhetoric, which is spread on, you know, and social media, and over the internet. But we live in a new world and a very dangerous neighborhood. And the neighborhood is not just separated by two oceans, but unfortunately, the neighborhood has moved here. So it's a daunting task for law enforcement agencies and intelligence agencies. And, you know, it's a tough act of balancing, you know, your freedoms that we cherish here against what they need to do to get into the mindset or to infiltrate individuals who would do us harm.
Last question for you, Dr. Kushner. I don't know if you read anything into it, but what do you make of the fact that they listed five states in particular, Virginia, Maryland, Illinois, California, Michigan?
I'm surprised that New York was number one on the hit list because it was in 93 and again in 2001. Those states have probably large populations which might support, with the risk of sounding, you know, I'm profiling people, which might support that type of, behavior. But, you know, I think almost all of the 48 states have, over the past decades, been infiltrated by radical groups.
Dr. Kushner, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Dr. Harvey Kushner, one of the world's leading terrorism experts. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.